Well, my actual title is Regional Manager of IWLC, and what that involves is that I'm responsible for conferences in Siouxland and in central Iowa. And so the conferences that we have, we have served over 14,000 women since 2007 at our conferences. And the way we do that is that we are bringing together women at these events for networking, thought leadership, access to resources. One of the things that we really hope that people get out of our conferences is that we have three things: educate, inspire, and challenge women to be leaders in their companies, in their communities, in their home, today and tomorrow. And we do that by bringing in nationally known speakers who talk about all the things that are important to women today, who are leaders in all of those things. We have on February 16th, we have four really fabulous speakers coming to Sioux City. We're actually holding the conference at the Marina Inn in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And we have Sheila Heen, who is has a book called Thanks for the Feedback. She teaches at Harvard. Hannah Ubel, she is a generational expert and kind of a voice for her generation. And Stacey Hanke, she's written a book called Yes, You Can, and it's all about ridding yourself of bad body language. And then Barbara Annis, who is the founder of the Gender Intelligence Group. She's really a thought leader in gender differences and diversity. And we're really, really excited to have Winona LaDuke. Many people in the Siouxland area will know of her. We got her here, I think, by a little bit of influence from Ho-Chunk, which is just wonderful. She also is a Harvard graduate, and she'll be talking about American Indian economics and environmental concerns. She has a book called All Our Relations, Native Struggle for Land and Life. So what you'll see here is sort of a theme. Our theme is Generation She for the conference this year. We're focusing really on multi-generational communication throughout our professional lives and our personal lives. It's a big thing right now because in a lot of on your boards and in your companies, you'll have a granddaughter, mother, grandmother working with you. And so the way to communicate with each of these generations is a little bit different. So we're trying to give people tools to do that.
And Dr. Mary Day is here as well. Good morning, Dr. Day. And you have recently become involved in this organization. What is your role? And what? Tell us a little bit about the conference itself.
Okay, I became involved about a year and a half ago. For some time, I had been experienced in the college level, Briarcliff, where I taught, college women not having the confidence that I grew up having, and not having the ability to step forward and believe in themselves. And so I was very interested in trying to do something about that with young college women. And this organization came to town to see if, indeed, Sioux City wanted to have something like this happen in this area. And so I said, yeah, I am. I'm excited. And the conference does have a college women track to it. So that attracted to me that. So then, just in conversation with the rest of the steering committee, I said, I think I can find some money here. And so with my contacts that I've had for 30 plus years here in the community, people did respond yes to this. So I'm a volunteer, and primarily I try to encourage women to attend and also businesses and individuals to contribute support. Sponsorship support to our conference. The conference is attractive to me in the fact that it has a CEO track to this, which is inviting the CEOs, people, head leadership of corporations to the table to talk about why it's important to empower women and what the organization will gain through doing empowering women and providing leadership opportunities for women. It has a college women track to it. And last year we had 180 college women attend this conference, which was just phenomenal. And they all came out with their eyes wide open. And at Briarcliff this year, where again I'm from, they want to come back. They want to come back. That's exciting. So I'm working with them again to include, get the ability for Briarcliff to sponsor a number of women to come, college women. And then we have a general women's track to this. And a year ago, we had nearly 500 women attend the whole conference. 180 of them were college women. And I think even the women attending the general track were amazed at the college women and their participation in that. So
you can sign up for registration at www.IWLCLeeds.org/Siouxland. And one thing that I really want to emphasize here is that we are a volunteer-driven organization. This conference is created and executed and facilitated by a local steering committee of Siouxland community volunteers. I myself was a volunteer for 5 years in the central Iowa area before I came to work for IWLC. And so the work that the volunteers do in actually putting the conference together and connecting the organization with the local leaders is just so important. Mercy Medical Center is our presenting sponsor, and they have a seat on our steering committee. But we have people who are involved in volunteering at the conference. We, of course, are looking at sponsorships in the community. Many of the prominent businesses and individuals in the Siouxland area are supporters and sponsors of our organization. And so we're looking for that. We also are just looking for people to talk about this in their circles. This is only our second year in Siouxland, and we feel like we're starting to be known, but we've got a lot of work to do going forward with that. But we feel like this is an opportunity for women in the Siouxland area to encounter speakers that they're not going to get anywhere else. And Mary mentioned our CEO forum. That is for the CEOs of our sponsor companies, and it gives them an opportunity to have an intimate gathering to talk about the things like best practices and leadership development, where we find in all of our communities across the state that there really isn't an opportunity for those people to get together for an hour and a half or two with their peers to really talk about that. And what we know is that it's not something that just women talk about. We need to engage men in our conversation in order to help move women into leadership positions. So we are very cognizant of that.
And Mary, we're just about out of time. What do people need to know about getting registered for the conference?
Well, the conference registration is online, as Bobby said, and if they register before January 6th, the conference fee is $150, and after January 6th, it goes up $25, so encourage them to register early, and the conference will be held at the Marina Inn on February 16th.
Yes.
2016, and it's the second year, and we hope to increase the nearly 500 women to 600 to 700 women this year, because everybody walks out with smiles on their face. They haven't had these opportunities to come together for skill development and networking opportunities, more than social. There's social there, but it is so much more than social. And it's very inspiring to talk, to have these women who just came out of the exact situations that we were in and have made it in leadership.
I will look forward to hearing much more about Iowa Women Lead Change. And again, Dr. Mary Day, thank you very much, my friend, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us here, Gretchen.
And Bobby Segura, who is Regional Manager for Iowa Women Lead Change. Nice to meet you, and thank you for coming in today as well.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is Gretchen Gondek for Siouxland Public Media.